It can be difficult to thrive as a new and emerging artist. Our goal with this project is to increase exposure of new artists in the community and to showcase and share the new talents of the region's population with the greater community. This project will make it possible for new artists who lack significant financial support to be showcased on the radio. By engaging a younger demographic, this ensures that the art, culture, and history will thrive in Minnesota.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in. I have Dave Jacobs in the booth today.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Pretty good. Glad to be here.
Nice. Let's dive straight in. Tell me about yourself.
My name's Dave. I play some music here. I've been playing for, probably about 10 years, and just kind of enjoy it. It's something I do for fun.
Where'd you start out at?
I really kind of started out in Duluth. I guess Detroit Lakes was... more of kind of a talent show thing in high school and kind of had a little band for that. But the first real band I was in was out in Duluth. So, yeah, about 08.
About 08, you moved to Duluth?
Yep.
When did you create your first album?
First one I put together some in high school, but I don't know if those really count. First one I'm proud of would probably be just kind of a culmination of 08 through 2012. So,
well, do you got a live song you want to play from here?
I do, yeah.
What's the name of it?
This is a song by the name of Take Me With You. And I've been working on this one on and off throughout high school. It's about an ex-girlfriend from high school and just kind of, I've been working with the song through the years and kind of evolving it to kind of bring it to its full potential. And I'm not sure if it's there yet, but it's a lot better than where it started. So
you also want to touch base on the last song we just heard featuring Michael Lienheiser from the Third Ears?
Yeah. That was a really fun track to do. Mike, he's just awesome with the beats and things like that. With melodies, I'm able to kind of create a melody and build on to something, but getting that initial beat was when I heard that beat, I was amped to record with Mike, and that was probably back in 2010 in Duluth. So,
all right, well, let's dive in. Cool. Show me what this song's about.
Right on.
Be done, walk outside and we have won, and you know how I feel. I think this is real, and why must we fight out of tonight, out of all the times you let me down, that's right, and I'd do anything for you, and I'll be there with come back around. Please take me with you when you go. I would tell you how I felt. I'm sure that you already know. And I'll be waiting by the door with my stuff packed on the floor. Just can't take this anymore. Distance, I see your face looking at me while you're walking away, and I can't explain why you're done with me and why was I there all of the times I cared. I couldn't tell, just thought you were someone else, but I'd do anything for you, and I'll be there with you come back around. Please take me with you when you go. I would tell you how I felt, sure that you already know. And I'll be waiting by the door with my stuff packed on the floor. Just can't take this anymore. No. So how's it gonna be when we're over? Is this goodbye? Is this goodbye? It's gonna be so hard to stay sober. Is this goodbye? Is this goodbye? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Please take me with you. I would tell you how I felt. I'm sure that you already know. And I'll be waiting by the door with my stuff packed on the floor. Just can't take this anymore. Please take me with you when you go. I would tell you how I failed. Sure that you already know. And I'll be waiting by the door with my stuff packed on the floor. I just can't take this. Just can't take this. Just can't take this anymore. Anymore. 'Cause you know I'll be by the door. I just can't take this anymore.
Where were you driving your passion from? It sounds like these are kind of love-inspired.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's funny. I dated her for about 3 years of high school, and it was very, very on and off, and kind of, it was one of these things that it made it really easy to write very conflicted lyrics. You know, like very love-inspired, but at the same time, you know, if you listen to the lyrics, it's like, you know, I can't take this. I got to get out of here, you know, and it's kind of that conflict that really drives a song. So, you know, I'm very fortunate for that, regardless of the way things ended. So,
what's this next one?
So this is a song called What's Your Sign. I actually wrote it about another girl that I met in college, and I met her freshman year. You know, we hit things off right away. You know, she was from Moorhead, I was from DL here, so things worked out pretty good. But yeah, this is a song about, you know, going up to Gooseberry and just kind of kicking back, so. Over and over again, I fall for you. I wouldn't, but it's what I do, and I wouldn't care anymore. I wouldn't, I guess I'm just bored. Yesterday went missing and tomorrow's on its way. There's a street with the light on in the middle of the day. There's a place I like to go a few miles down the road. I only like to go to the places I don't know. There's a river of waters and there's rocks in a beach. No buildings, no parking lots, won't service the streets. If we leave now, we might make it back in time. Best part is there's no standing in line. So baby, what's your sign? What's your sign? When weeks and weeks miscommunication's growing strong, would you take your opinion these days seems wrong? Comparing to the old reality, future and the problems is all I see. Hours and hours I might glance back at my phone just to see you every call, every text it. I'm alone, so nothing holds me down. It feels like you come close and now it feels like you're a disease. Then a memories goes. There's a river of waters and there's rocks in a beach. No buildings, no parking lots, won't service the streets. If we leave now, we might make it back in time. Best part is there's no standing in line. So baby, what's your sign? Oh,
what's your sign? Baby, what's your sign? What's your sign? Sign when a place of reality seems so cold. As long as I lay next to you, we'll never get old. This place might seem like it's so far away, but the rocky waters won't affect today. They say that it's trial and error of time, and I don't need anything, it's all on the line. A gambling soul, my realizing mind. Never the best of me will you ever find, cause I got a confession, it's pretty dank and dark, that you'll never catch me cause I'm out there too far. And I will be there waiting, when you're away I'll be here, trying to find myself today. There's a river of waters and there's rocks and a beach. No buildings, no parking lots, won't service the streets. If we leave now, we might make it back in time. There's a river of waters and there's rocks and a beach. No buildings, no parking lots, won't service the streets. If we leave now, we might make it back in time. Best part is there's no standing in line. So baby, what's your sign? What's your sign? Baby, what's your sign? What's your sign? Sign when over and over again I fall for you.
So where are you at right now in your musical career? What do you got like in the oven cooking? What do you got brewing?
Well, you know, I believe music is a team effort. There's really not, you know, you can't do everything on your own. You know, even though deep down, you know, maybe you write the songs on your own and things, to really take them to that next level, getting the offbeats, getting the, you know, the harmonies and everything. So, you know, I've got a band going in Fargo right now, and I have the honor of working with some very talented musicians. In that, we actually just got a drummer, so that things are moving in the right direction, but, so.
What's the name of the band?
We actually aren't that far along yet here, but, we'll be picking a name here shortly. We've kind of thought about the name Brush Strokes, because one of the lead guitarist's main criticisms is that, the drummers in bands are typically too loud, and so we're very big on brushes, for the drummer, so we finally found a drummer that's willing to do the brushes. But being that there's three-part harmonies in this music and, you know, just ridiculous stuff going on, I mean, lead guitarist went to Berkeley and he's actually charts all this stuff out, so, you know, it's one of those things.
I'm gonna let Day by Day play out here for you guys. We're gonna take a little break, let some music roll.
Don't always know where we're going, but we find our way somehow. Right against the wind we are throwing these pitches from the mound. We can never change the situation, but we can change the way we react, cause we lose our way so often. Finding ways back makes a new plan. Yeah, yeah. So much time's gone. We'll be right back.
Splinters on me head, all over this town. Charlie everywhere,
We have Dave in the booth tearing it up. That was Zombie Apocalypse. So coming back and touching base again, what would you say is the hardest struggle for a new and emerging artist?
You know, I'd say it's finding an audience. Now, do you mean typically here in town, maybe, or in the Midwest?
We'll just put in general.
Okay. You know, in the bigger cities, it's tougher to find an artist or find an audience in general, because there's so many barriers. You know, you've got so much more competition. You know, getting started, I mean, you could do coffee shops, you could do stuff like that, but getting into the real, just getting in front of people is really tough, and the expectation is so much higher because of all that competition. Out here in the country, you know, I'd say the biggest struggle isn't finding an audience, people to listen to. You know, people are always listening. It's finding enough people that kind of are into the kind of thing that you play. You know, we can't all be Trace Adkins, you know? And so there's a big generational gap between, you know, what people kind of want to hear. And so I'd like to bridge that gap, bring in a little bit of rap, bring in a little bit of country, bring in a little bit of acoustic.
A little rock, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, a little bit of everything, you know.
All right, we're back. I got T-Minus coming up next from Dave. I'm going to let you guys jam it out, rock it out. Love it.
Through the stratosphere, yeah.
Thank you, Dave, for coming in, sitting in with me in this hot box, sweating it out. I want to let the fans know one more time where they can find your music at.
Definitely. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It's at djacobs.com. Jacobs is spelled with a K, so Delta Juliet, Apple Kilo, Oscar Bravo Sierra.com, djakobs.com. SoundCloud, you can find me at Dave Jacobs. You can find me on YouTube, youtube.com/djdude2828. But if you're from the area, there's a good chance we may have met at some point or another. Feel free to, you know, show me a friend request here on Facebook. You know, I'm always adding new stuff. If you're a musician, I'm always looking for people to jam with. You know, it's a lot of fun. So hit me up on Facebook or any one of those things.